KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Once again, corridor busing today on Highway 88 above Upper Ridge Road. We'll talk more about that throughout the morning. In the news today, the names of the two drivers involved in Friday afternoon's two-car fatal accident on Highway 26 have been released. CHP reported late yesterday that 41-year-old Misty Lavario of Wilsonville was behind the wheel of the Hyundai that for unknown reasons crossed into the oncoming lane of traffic and struck the Toyota pickup driven by 69-year-old Paul Goltz of Glencoe. As a result of the collision, both parties sustained fatal injuries at the scene. It's unknown if alcohol and/or drugs were a factor in this collision. This incident is still under investigation. The traffic collision happened at approximately 3:15 last Friday afternoon on Highway 26 at Ponderosa Way near Glencoe. The CHP is asking that any witness to this collision call the CHP San Andreas office at 754-3541.
The city of Jackson's wastewater fund faces a considerable budget deficit. It will almost certainly require a sewer rate increase to stop further financial losses. The city council reviewed the details of the city's fiscal troubles at a special meeting last night. While the city of Jackson approved a sewer rate increase in 2016 as part of a plan to finance new construction at the city's sewer treatment plant, that increase has proven inadequate in the face of several unexpected new expenses. The city has had to pay out $1.1 million in fines for a settlement with the State Regional Water Board. A new, more stringent management plan has raised the city's sewer operation cost by $150,000 a year, and personnel changes have resulted in higher costs for the city. Combined, these factors have essentially wiped out the city's sewer fund, taking it from $1.3 million surplus in 2015 to a zero balance by 2017. Adding to the city's woes, payments on the $12 million loan construction will become due in 2020, with the city needing to make $500,000 payments for the next 30 years. With no other funding sources to tap, the city expects to move forward with a rate increase. Now, it's expected to be publicly presented for a Proposition 218 process by April and could go into effect as soon as July 1st, if approved.
And with a few more days of wet weather expected this week, a new report just released shows nearly half of California is in the midst of a drought. Now, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, 47% of the state is in at least a moderate drought. But there's a bit of good news in that report. Amador and Calaveras counties are not yet in a drought, but we are considered abnormally dry. If more precipitation arrives later this week as predicted and more snows, and during the month of March as well, it could help turn the tide. However, it's a different story in the Golden State, in the southern part at least. The report shows 19% of the southern part of the state around the greater Los Angeles region is in a severe drought. Researchers review items such as rainfall, snowpack, local stream flows, and other when determining if an area is in a state of drought.
Slippery roads contributed to a Calaveras transit bus accident yesterday and are the reason county officials have decided to suspend service to Arnold until further notice. According to reports, the bus slid off Highway 4 near Forest Meadows around 12:45 yesterday afternoon. No injuries reported, no passengers on board. Now, the vehicle itself sustained minimal damage. However, due to continuing inclement weather and dangerous road conditions, Calaveras Transit made the decision to halt the Arnold Blue Line service until further notice. The decision comes as more wet, wintry weather is expected to impact travel throughout the week. Customers with any questions can contact Calaveras Transit customer service line for updates at 754-4450.
And snowy and icy conditions led to major injuries for a Carson City man. According to the CHP, last Friday around 7 p.m., Roger Sherlock of Pioneer was driving northbound on Inspiration Drive East, south of Live Oak Road at an unknown speed. Meanwhile, Robert Proud of Carson City was driving southbound on Inspiration Drive West, also at an unknown speed. He became stuck due to ice and snowy conditions. He got out of his vehicle. Now, due to Sherlock's speed and the condition of the roadway, he lost control of his vehicle, striking a tree, then continuing on to strike Proud's vehicle, then Proud himself. After the collision, Sherlock fled the scene, but was later identified. Proud suffered major injuries, was taken to Sutter Amador for treatment.
And celebrate the birthday of America's favorite rhyme doctor, Dr. Seuss. Friends of the Amador County Library welcome special guest Tony Borders, magical ventriloquist, Tuesday, February 27th, 2:30 p.m. at the Jackson branch of the library. Be ready for a magical party. Dress in costume, put on your Grinch pajamas, wear funny hats or colorful socks. Come early, make a Dr. Seuss hat or mask. Again, sponsored by the Friends of the Amador County Library.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.